This is Description, episode 75 for December 16th, 2009, with material recorded October 9th to the 12th.
We kind of had a little bit of a fire in the oven.
Welcome to Description, Valerie in Toronto. Hi, Valerie. I'm really not in Toronto. And you're wondering, why am I talking so quiet? Again. Well, it's because I'm on a train again. Hark!
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. 10 minutes from Moncton. And if you're leaving us, please ensure you have your personal belongings. Also, remain seated until the train has come to a complete stop at the station of Moncton. Thank you. Mesdames et messieurs, votre attention, s'il vous plaît. Nous arriverons à Moncton dans environ 10 minutes. Alors, si vous nous quittez, assurez-vous d'avoir vos effets personnels. S'il vous plaît, demeurez assis jusqu'à ce que le train soit complètement arrêté à la gare de Moncton. Merci.
Okay, so she's done part of my work for me. Thanks, ma'am. Indeed. This is... the Via Rail train, remember them, from Montreal to Halifax. And I am getting off in Moncton, New Brunswick. I've been on this train since 6:30 last night, which would be 7:30 Atlantic time. It's a bit past noon Atlantic time now. Which is very late. Remember how I was complaining about the GO trains being late and shit happening? Well, Via Rail can have that too. But their excuse sometimes is that they have to wait to get out of the way of freight trains that are much, much more important than us. So we're late. So waiting for me in Moncton, which now I can start to see, is the birth mother. You remember her? And I'm here because of her. Because she lives across the province from Moncton. But Moncton was the nearest train stop for me to take. And I was taking advantage of a crazy amazing deal that Via Rail had a couple months ago when their engineers went on strike for a few days. And to make up for all the lost journeys, they said, okay, everybody can get tickets to wherever, like 65% off for any journey from now until December, but you've got until the end of the week to order. Ah! And so that went crazy. And so, you know, the birth mother and I were like talking about, you know, when would I be able to come to where she is. And I had been kind of mulling around Canadian Thanksgiving in my head. That's where we're at. We're at the Friday of Canadian Thanksgiving weekend. Again, Canadian Thanksgiving is on Monday. If you're in the States, it's the same day as Columbus Day. And so this deal came up, and so I was like, wow. So, balancing out time and money and everything, I'm arriving in New Brunswick on a train in Moncton, and I will be leaving on Monday on a plane out of St. John. Moncton is one of pretty much the three fair-sized cities in New Brunswick. There's Moncton, there's St. John, which is closer to where I'm going to end up. There's Fredericton that's sort of in the middle, I think. For hours and hours and hours, this train has been going through lots of forest land. It's kind of reminded me of, like, far northwestern Ontario, only with more hills and more water, I think. Big bodies of water. But there's... I don't think that's the last I've seen of big bodies of water around here. Because, pardon, New Brunswick is kind of on the ocean. Kind of. So, New Brunswick is part of the Maritimes. I've been here before on this train, but I have not stopped in Moncton. It was like, well, actually, no, I was on my way to Halifax. The one and only time I've been there. And I did kind of stop off in Moncton because it stops here for about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And on that trip, I happened to have found out that I had gotten a new radio job. This is like 95. Early 96. Gotten a radio job in Newmarket. And that was the first that I found out. And so the next chance I had to give my 2 weeks' notice to the station in Belleville was the first stop, major stop, that I could get off and make a phone call after Montreal, and that was here. So I got off here in Moncton, got a payphone, called my program director in Belleville, left a message, how classy am I, and said, sorry, 2 weeks' notice, sorry. So that's my sum total experience with Moncton. I'm hoping it goes way better. It should. So this show is pretty much going to be about New Brunswick, as far as I can tell. One of your underrated, not often discussed provinces. Even not your most discussed provinces in the Maritimes, for heaven's sakes. Well, I gotta get out of here, so. Welcome to New Brunswick. Bienvenue à Nouveau Brunswick.
Okay, so after that, my birth mother picked me up from the train station in Moncton, and then we had lunch, and then we drove across the beautiful province of New Brunswick to Woodstock, which is where she lives, which is this beautiful little town. Wonderful. And the next day, we did a sound seeing tour of beautiful downtown Woodstock on this lovely hill that slopes down to the Mdaxmikeg River. That's not actually how you say it, but that seems to be how I say it. And wonderful town, pointed out a whole lot of nice things about it, along with mentioning a couple things that I had learned about New Brunswick so far, which was Moncton is the shopping capital of the Maritimes. I still don't know why it is, really. And something about, what was it? Oh, right. Woodstock itself is New Brunswick's oldest city. So I mentioned those two things on the lovely little walk down the hill in Woodstock. But you see a couple things. One, it was really windy. In fact, my birth mother, poor thing, walked with me this whole time in this crazy wind, and it had just started to get late fall, winterish, and cold, and her fool arms practically fell off. It was so freaking cold. There she was with me, poor thing. And I happened to have my levels up too high on this recorder for that kind of wind, and so the sound.
Okay, I'm gonna head back up because it's windy, it's cold, and someone didn't wear a coat. And we need.
Yeah, I ruined it. So that kind of got shot to hell. Sorry. So, however, when we got back in the car, the sound was much better. Although you'll get some idea what kind of levels I had as you hear this, but here we are back in the car.
My feet still aren't cold. And she's wearing sandals. It's ridiculous. I mentioned Woodstock's thing that they keep saying is that they're New Brunswick's first town. It was incorporated, and I'm reading this off a sign, May 1st, 1856. Are they part of the planters thing when the planters, whoever the hell they were, showed up from who knows where?
I don't know.
From Massachusetts or whatever?
Let you know that you had originally said that Woodstock was New Brunswick's oldest incorporated town.
Instead of
George's idea to change that phrase to
first.
It's first. He thought it was more positive.
What's wrong with being oldest?
Because we're trying to be
vibrant,
modern,
and
vibrant, alive, still
virile,
happening.
Okay.
All that kind of stuff. And so oldest.
So he made that as a marketing suggestion.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And then he was part of making the new logo.
Okay, so it's the first town. Forget all that other thing I said about it being the oldest one, because I don't know. I don't have any less respect for it because it's the oldest.
No, it's surely marketing.
Yes.
When somebody says the first town, they might not even think what that means, but if you say the oldest, they know what it means.
Yes, well, I don't want to get in trouble with the Chamber of Commerce. And I shouldn't, because I have nothing but nice things to say about this town. This is a cool town. I like this. This is a nice place.
It's even nicer in the summertime.
Yes, when your arms aren't freezing off of your... Sorry. But it suddenly decided it was going to be Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm. Feels like snow.
Yes. That may happen. So now we're going, driving over the Madoxnakeag River. Other things that I have learned, moose wire. There's wire fencing put up along the Trans-Canada with little gates for humans to go through, specifically so moose do not run out onto the Trans-Canada. I didn't know that existed specifically for moose. Also, there's something called dulse, D-U-L-S-E, that I saw in the store, and I was like, what is this? It looked like some kind of, I don't know, potpourri. And I was like, what's the deal? What's dulse? And they're like, dulse? And it's seaweed. Wait a minute. So it would be from, like, the Bay of Fundy.
Absolutely.
And this is like, this is some sort of a snack specific to this area of this kind of... And it's not really treated at all or anything. It's just pretty much, and it's...
Dried.
It's dried. But people munch on it. And, okay, cool. What else is there? Let me think. I don't think there's anything else yet that I've learned. Well, aside from that whole history of the... Oh, yeah, I gotta bring up the whole French-English thing at another time. But it basically comes up... people who live in New Brunswick... History of New Brunswick, of which George knows everything, is... so I will completely be fucking this up. New Brunswick, I don't know if I've mentioned another time, is bilingual. It has two official languages in the province, and that's because, in part, of the settlement of this province by French people, became known as the Acadians. And the deal with the Acadians, well, there's a whole history about how they showed up and what they were doing here initially and stuff, but when the British came in, they tried to get rid of them. Well, first they tried to exploit them, and then they also tried to get rid of them. And part of it was through war-type activity, and part of it was also just getting them bodily out of the province. And so this is where you get the thing that a bunch of Acadians were booted out and sent down to New Orleans. And that's where you've got your Creoles, etc. And no, not, I know, but
Cajuns,
thank you. And so this is where they came from, was here. And yet some hung on for dear life and dispersed throughout the province to, like, just get away from those bully British colonists, loyalists, whatever the fuck they are. And some of who came up from Massachusetts, to settle and do stuff. And see how good I am at this. And so you have this combination. Please don't tell George. And so you have this combination of French and English based on the settlement of this specific province. And so it became officially bilingual in terms of government and stuff. Like 30 years ago, something like that. Okay. She's like doing hand signals. I don't care. Not too far off of when the whole country had decided they were going to have two official languages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay? Like that. And so it's specific to this province, but there's like one side. We're now pulling into the driveway of their house. A lovely, lovely, quaint little house with fabulous blue paint trim that Deborah herself did recently that looks lovely.
Thank you.
And now we are on the shore, well, across the street from the shore of the St. John River, correct? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, see, there's the St. John River. Because I knew that New Brunswick was a bilingual province, and I knew there was a big presence of Francophones. I didn't know how they were distributed, or that they, in fact, were distributed. There seems to be, for want of a better term, as usual, a big pocket of Anglos in the west part of the province, the west and the south part of the province. So when I arrived in Moncton, which is on the east end, there was a lot of French stuff. And as Deborah drove me across the province westward, everything got less and less French and more English. Until you get here, next door to Maine, where it's pretty much all English with a little bit of French stuff. We're now in the house. Hello, Sadie.
She's still breathing, isn't she?
Think. Very slowly. Ooh, that took a while for the breathing to happen. Okay, so that's a really... Oh, there she is. She's deaf, so... Heard a little bit of thumping on the floor. Went, what the, huh, what the? Oh, it's you. Ah, so we have this remarkable view out the front bay window of this little downward slope down to the road, and then another patch of land that I've now had, the history of which I've now had explained to me, that can be its own Paris 1919. And then beyond that is the St. John River, which is substantial. And then on the other side, more houses and hilly, farmish type land and trees. It's just lovely. And it's fall. So you've got these leaves and yellow, and mainly yellow and orange and red leaves falling. And it's just, you know, here I am, eh? There's a crow leaving a tree flying over the house. So we have some things to prepare, or she mostly has things to prepare. I'll kind of stand around kind of assisting because there's some sort of a little party happening tonight. And then tomorrow we're doing Thanksgiving thing, when often it would be on Monday, but that's when I take off. So that's pretty much the story right now of Woodstock, New Brunswick, where my birth mother is.
Yeah.
the Monoxides and Turn the Tide from the album The Free Release of Energy, which came out a few years ago. Now, before I knew about my birth mother being in New Brunswick, these guys, the Monoxides, were the only people I knew personally who I knew were from New Brunswick. They're from Moncton. They're still from Moncton. And they came here to Toronto to take their stab at their rock and roll dream. And then they went back. And so they remain. And they have various projects their members do, not the least of which is Iron Giant, whom you have heard in past episodes. But they are back together for their annual holiday show on December 18th, which is a mere couple days after I'm recording this. So if you happen to get this in time and you're somewhere in that part of the world, for heaven's sakes, go, because they never cease to be entertaining, and you always want to catch them whenever they happen to be playing together, which is very rarely these days, so go catch them in Moncton at the Manhattan Bar and Grill. I will have a link to the event on Facebook, as well as other things about them and other stuff mentioned in this episode at the blog, descriptiontoronto.com. And now, back to the other side of New Brunswick. Sunday morning, 11:45, and still in the house, alone. Well, me and Sadie anyways. Was lying on her side, kind of staring into space a little bit, resting. Deborah is off to the, what she calls the evil place, Walmart. Because tomorrow is Canadian Thanksgiving, but I'm leaving on a jet plane out of St. John later in the day. So to have Thanksgiving and go down to St. John and take off would be a little too full of a day. So we're having Thanksgiving today. And Canadian Thanksgiving does not necessarily automatically mean a turkey, but for the most part, it usually does. So, we're making this turkey this morning, and we had put it in a roasting pan that was one of those chintzy roasting pans. That was one of my meager contributions to this endeavor when we were out driving around yesterday, accumulating stuff for Thanksgiving. We happened to go to a place that she was dropping off, returning a DVD, and there was a Dollarama a couple doors down. It was kind of like Dollar General, if you're American. And I said, well, they'll have chintzy roasting pans in there, and so want me to go run in? And yeah, okay, because they can't really go in those places. Smells horrible to them. Can't really blame them. And so I went in and got, you know, a roasting pan for a grand total of $1.13. And, well, I can't entirely blame that roasting pan for what happened. So we were having this brunch breakfast thing they have every Sunday morning here of poached eggs and toast and home fries. And the turkey was doing its thing. And then things started flaming up in the oven. So we go, and sure enough, there is a fire in the oven. And so we turned it off, and, you know, it died down. And what on earth could have caused that? So eventually came to learn that at some point a cut developed in the bottom of the chintzy roasting pan, and oil was leaking out of it and all over the bottom of the oven. So, of course, there was a grease fire, which only solidified their disdain for dollar stores. Now, see if you have got although, you know, being very facetious about it. And I admitted, yeah, the other times I've gotten chintzy turkey roasting pans, I have gotten them at Loblaws or some variation of, so you don't know. But there's definitely a cut in it, so somewhere along the way, something got cut. And so, blah. So we're in a holding pattern for cooking the turkey. So I had to get another roasting pan. And the only thing, I guess, that's open on Sunday morning at this time is the evil place. Other things evidently open at noon, probably, or something. And so off she goes. And George, her partner, he went off earlier, I don't know to what, but took off for a little while. And so I'm alone in here. So I can spend a little more time talking about this place, I suppose. I described it to some extent on the last thing, although I listened back to part of it outside and the levels were dicey with the wind. I'm an idiot. But it at least would have been okay getting back here, maybe, I hope. So this is kind of a bungalowish type thing. Bungalowish? What the hell? But the style of the interior is definitely, if you had to put a genre to it, it would be arts and crafts. Because there's a lot of arts and crafts in here, because they are creative people, and their friends are creative people. More than a few of which I met last night at the big cocktail party. It was kind of a wine and cheese thing. And so about, wow, I don't know, maybe 15 people, maybe more, came in here last night. And Deborah had warned me ahead of time that could be like a press junket and that people would ask you the same questions and stuff, because most everybody kind of knew the story and who I was. One of them, when she walked in, spotted me across the room and said, "Valerie, hi!" And I'm like, whoa. Well, turns out she works at the women's shelter that Deborah has run all these years. And she was actually in the room when Deborah got two interesting phone calls. The one from her sister, who found me to say that she had talked to me and was open to finding out if I was the person in June. And then this girl was also in the room when Deborah got the call from me, right after I found out from Catholic Services that I was the birth daughter. So it was really interesting to hear her talk about what that was like. Oh, I think I might, should I answer the phone? I think I might need to answer the phone. I don't know. Am I going to answer the phone? I'm going to leave it. I'm terrible. And it rang 3 times, and I don't know if they have a voicemail. I have that fear of answering the unfamiliar phones. But I'll let them know that it rang. But it did only ring 3 times, so hopefully there's voicemail. Okay, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, and she got to hear from me the other side of the phone call. what I was saying that elicited the reactions that she saw in that room. So that was pretty heady stuff. I got to do everything that led up to it. So that was pretty, something. The question I got most often from everybody over and over again was actually, have you been to this area before? Have you been to the Maritimes before? The answer is yes. Technically, well, 3 times, no, 3, I screwed it up every time I answered. I'd suck at press junket, or at least I have a different answer. Went through Moncton on a train to Halifax once, and then went to Newfoundland a few years ago. And so it was either, have you been to the Maritimes before? Have you been to New Brunswick before? Have you been to this part of New Brunswick before? Which is interesting. People were like saying what a great place this was and stuff. The people here are quite proud of their area. These are creative, artistic people who have developed a community with a lot of affection in it. I should answer it this time. Okay, I'm going to answer this. Oh, but I don't know how to answer it. Who am I? Who do I state is... Hello? Hi there. Hi. Yes. Hi, Joanne. How you doing? Yeah, we... Well, we had we had a little bit of a snafu shortly after Deborah talked to you. We kind of had a little bit of a fire in the oven. So we're in Kirkland, if you can call it a town, about a half hour north of Woodstock. And there's no power out here except for solar panels on top of this remarkable cottage loft that they built out here, Deborah and George and friends. All wood and lots of books and a remarkable vegetable garden out back. George is still working on planting hundreds more garlic for the winter. Most of the leaves have fallen, but many are still out and beautiful and brilliant in the sunshine. I've been packing up for the winter everything that's cloth to take back to Woodstock for them to wash for the season and all that. You can hear how quiet, eh? Friends that they own this land with have a house, shack, cottage, not far over to the left, but other than that, acres and acres and acres. Dozens of acres of just land and trees and fields and wind and peace. There's even a shower that's... you go into a little enclosure and get a bucket to pour water on you or some sort of situation. And an outhouse, of course. Yeah, I'm bringing it in now. This one? Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I'll be in just a sec. Gotta go get my city girl purse. About ready to go, I think. Oof! Whoops. I don't think I can record and do this at the same time, so bye for now. And now we're back in your natural habitat, which is...
water.
Yep.
Beach.
And the beach. And hearing water. Mm. In this case...
the Bay of Fundy.
Bay of Fundy. So that means this is the ocean. Ocean, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
We're just outside of Irving Nature Park.
Yes.
There are hiking trails and picnic areas.
And just to make sure it's clear, we've made it to St. John. One of the three larger cities of New Brunswick. And have been through, went past, kind of a glancing blow off of Fredericton.
Yeah,
next
time.
Which is the capital, yeah. And in the distance seem to be oil tanks.
Oil refinery.
Refinery.
With those the tanks for the refinery.
And who would be owning those?
Oh, let's see. IRVING, perhaps.
Yeah. And just more greenery and puffy clouds against blue sky. And the city is... behind us and to our left.
There's a deep harbor that goes in.
Mm.
It has cruise ships that go into that now.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do they sort of battle a little with Halifax being a cruise ship terminal at all?
Absolutely. I'm sure there's lots of competition.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want to stop here and then also stop in Halifax. It'd be kind of boring. One Atlantic Canada destination would be enough.
Yes. Do you want to walk down here?
Yeah.
Or not? Yes?
Yeah.
Your shoes okay with this?
No, I don't think I do, actually, now that I look at it.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
But I'll walk down for a moment, if nothing else, to get the sound of what are round stones. It's a very rocky, stony beach. It's not... Well, there seems to be... There may be a little more sand a little further along there. It's mainly... It's not exactly a make castles out of what's on the beach. So walk down a little bit here. There's just a little picnic table here and some rocks. And here comes some more rocks. Holy smokes! Rocks. And down here, I believe, is some natural dulse. Because I see red, stringy, seaweedy stuff. And here's some free dulse, if I wish to pick it up and chaw on it. Yeah. I think I'd rather have processed, have it processed. Rocks get smaller with tufts of black seaweed and little spots of sand. But as you can hear, mainly rock. Well, now I'm going to do something that she would normally be doing, which is touching the water as it comes in. Hello, water. Taking one of these rocks. Whoop. I am taking one of these. That's going to be mine. So that's pretty, there's some rocks over to the side here, and then the hills, as there have been hills everywhere else, have begun. The oil refiner I was telling you about is almost directly across from where I am. To my right are more trees, as there have been trees. More to my left is a little more of the city and some more rocky shore. And directly in front of me is ocean. Ocean and ocean. Onto the horizon. And so that's where I'm kind of going to stop this. New Brunswick is pretty awesome. And we're going to go to the airport and I'm going to go back to Toronto. But New Brunswick has been pretty amazing. She just told me that the latest marketing motto for New Brunswick is be in this place. I have been in this place and I will be in this place, I think. The blog is descriptiontoronto.com. The email is descriptionto@gmail.com. Say hi. Thank you to publicbroadcasting.ca for hosting.
I said that when I still thought they were my hosts.
And I will leave you with the water on the Bay of Fundy. Thank you very much for listening and downloading. Be in this place. Take care.